get ready.
Man, I don't ever want to be so woke that me and the KKK are out here agreeing on the same shit. Before they were killing people to keep us from voting, now we talk ourselves out of the shit.
For real talk.
Before you get out here loud and wrong talking about minimum wages and starter jobs, educate yourself on why the minimum wage was created in the first damn place.
All the time.
You shouldn't be the same person you was 10 years ago. You should be growing towards a better you every day. And the only ones who will be threatened by that are the ones who refuse to grow and are scared their ass gonna get left behind.
Welcome to the Span Report with your host, Mr. Span.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Span Report Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Span. This is episode number 239 of the report. And we got a special guest here with us tonight, y'all. We got the homie Cook from the Cook and the Gooch Podcast here with us. Say what's up to the people, fam.
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
We good over here. We gonna be even better in a minute because we got some shit to watch. And listen here, man. So I met Cook. What was that? Was it last year at NegroCon?
That was 2 years. Three years ago.
Nah, it was at NegroCon.
NegroCon was like 2 years ago.
That was, let me, okay, 2017.
It was like at least two summers ago.
2017, yep. It'd be 2 years in June. But yeah, man, like it's funny, man, like this, the small community that you have, like the world is big, but small at the same time. And like, yo, y'all gotta get into the Cook and the Gooch like Facebook group. Oh, nigga, it be going down in there, man. I love that fucking group, yo.
Like, oh yay! Thank you, I appreciate it.
I love that fucking group, and I love that podcast too, man. Y'all be getting into it. I be like, oh shit.
Well, you know, we love to talk shit, and I just trying to come up with some shit to talk.
Yeah. So how long y'all been doing the podcast? How long y'all been doing that?
We've been doing it for about going on 4 years, 3 to 4 years now.
Veteran podcasters, look at y'all.
Listen, we out here, we grinding. We got the Building a Wall Around African America series. Mm-hmm. We got the Who Got You Fucked Up. We smoke, we drink. We supposed to quit, but we can't, you know, all that.
That's what's up, because like we was there, like Beer and Chicken, we drink that whole show. We kind of got away from like introducing what we be drinking and shit, and none of us are really eating chicken on Beer and Chicken, but like,
what?
Yeah, you know what?
That's sacrilege.
We be drinking though, like I be, you know, I'm drinking now, you know what I'm saying? But
hey,
you know, it's kind of how you do. But so like the podcast, like you know, how do like folks, you know, how often do you guys do the show, and like what is some of the subject matter that folks who aren't familiar with the Cook and the Gooch podcast, what can they like kind of look forward to when they get there?
Well, we try to cover any and everything that's Poppington and culture. Mm-hmm. If it's happening, if it's on the news, we're talking about it, but we really do like to focus on Black people, Black issues. We like to talk about just basic fuckery, stuff that we can get jokes off on. Just like, I mean, it really doesn't matter what it is. We're highly inappropriate.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got to have a sense of humor if you listen. You know, you got to definitely have a sense of humor. And You can catch us, you know, once a week. We're on Podomatic, Stitcher, iTunes, Spotify. I keep forgetting we're on Spotify, but we're there. And yeah, you can catch us on IG, sometimes on Twitter. I mean, I might be. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, Twitter is kind of funny, man. Because like, here's the thing. Like, I'm primarily on Facebook most of the time. And right. Like, I've got it set up on my phone where like, if I put up like a status update on Facebook, it'll automatically send it to Twitter. But then like on Twitter, like some of my shit be getting cut off because, you know, they got the character limit or whatever. So people be like looking at what I'm saying and like, hey man, where's the rest of this shit? You know what I'm saying? So like I'm on there, but not nearly as much as I'm on like Facebook and whatnot. But you know,
yeah,
Twitter, I like Twitter, but it's like, it's, you know, it's a different thing over there. It's definitely a different
Twitter
thing.
Is not my community, I'll say that. I find that there are some really smart people that I really like to follow, but they're not, it's not for, if you're an interactive person, I find that everybody's just not really there to chit chat. Yeah. So, and you know.
You can get lost, yeah. Like the context can get lost. Like a lot of the stuff that you're trying to say, or like if you're really trying to express yourself on there, like unless you're willing to like string together about maybe 30 fucking tweets, your context will get lost. And sometimes folks ain't trying to find the context anyway, because it's such a fast interacting platform that a lot of that shit just gets lost. So if you're trying to have a deep, deep discussion, just be prepared to spend some time on that motherfucker, because y'all gonna be reading. It's almost like a chat room. Remember chat rooms back in the day?
Oh, wow. Yes. Yes, I do.
Like chat rooms, like you see that scrolling ass list of names and shit, and this conversation is going on, and you just trying to jump in when you fit in. That's how a nigga learned how to type for real, though. Like, like that's how I learned how to type, because don't nobody want to talk to you if you type slow. You know what I'm saying? So, because you miss the whole shit. You'd be like, hey, man, what did you say? I win.
You got to scroll, and it keeps scrolling.
You're like, hey, man, I can't do this. So, like, you got to get your speed up. And that's kind of like how Twitter is now. It's like the modern-day chat room, like this big-ass chat room that everybody's in.
I'm so verbose.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I'm verbose. I have a verbose vocabulary. I don't apologize for these things, but I find that, you know, 140 characters, no, it's not enough. And I just, then I realize I'm not smart enough because I can't condense it and, you know, make it plain. So then it's like, I don't feel good. And then I'm just like, oh, fuck Twitter. But, you know, I like to go there for the jokes, though. They have good jokes on Twitter.
Yeah.
Real good jokes there.
All the time. That's why I like, it's funny too, because like Twitter is usually on like the cusp of, or better yet, not the cusp. Twitter is usually like where you find out shit first, and then it, you know, slowly finds its way to Facebook. Facebook is like
that. Absolutely.
It's like that, that time delay on the TV and shit. You know what I'm saying? If you're like,
Facebook is like the closed caption.
Yeah, you know, like, hey, that ain't what them niggas said, but okay.
Like, hey, we're gonna go with that. Especially when the words get kind of jumbled, and then they just put like, just ABC, LLJK, PMNLP. It's like, it's just like, they just kind of throw letters up there, and then they just kind of catch on to the next sentence.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, y'all totally missed that, but this is the part you want to catch on to. The
only thing I don't like about Twitter right now, though, is like, if you fuck up your spelling or something, there's no way to fix it, and niggas will get in your ass. You know, like the grammar Nazis be like, so you really misspelled the, though? Like, you misspelled
the. Don't be getting roasted and defend yourself and having to spell word, because it's over.
Right. It's like the whole shit. They got you now. Like, all it's the whole argument is about to be, yeah, but you misspelled the, though. Like, why you rage tweeting on that little bitty ass keyboard on your phone? You know what I'm saying? So,
oh man. Wow.
So, check this out. I invited Cook on here tonight because Umar Johnson, of course, you guys know Umar Johnson is a permanent member of the Special Hotep Unit. As a matter of fact, let's properly introduce the Special Hotep Unit here at the Spare Report Podcast. Just a second.
In the Black community, pseudo-consciously based offenses are considered especially heinous. In the Yonk Right, the dedicated misogynists who perpetuate frauds are members of an elite squad known as the Special Hotep Unit. These are their stories.
All perfect. Right. This is a whole Special Hotep Unit episode, y'all. We going to whole, it's like the grand finale. Like, it's the season premiere of the Special Hotep Unit here on the Spirit Report Podcast in 2019. So, Umar Johnson, we call him the special, the grand potentate of the Special Hotep Unit.
The grand poobah.
Yeah, the grand poobah potentate. I think Tariq Nasheed is like, you know, He's like Detective Tutuola of the special.
What? Shit.
That nigga's like Detective Tutuola.
Tutuola?
Tutuola, man. And he an ex-pimp, you know what I'm saying? Like, he always Gucci'd out, you know? Like, speaking of Tutuola, man, we got to figure out what the fuck he gonna wear while he fighting crime with this Gucci boycott. We got to figure that out for him, because if you ever watch SVU, the nigga is always Gucci the fuck out. How he's getting that on the cop salary, I don't know. I'm just saying, we got to figure out what his wardrobe going.
Get into that.
I'm just saying. He might, you know.
You know, they need to do an internal affairs unit.
I'm just saying.
Investigation saying.
Drugs coming up missing in the motherfucker evidence room. I'm just saying. Y'all might need to watch, Finn. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Get it through customs, how you live.
But so Umar Johnson, he's been going around like fundraising for years now. Like, it's been a running joke. Like, Umar Johnson been talking about he gonna open up this school, the Frederick Douglass Marcus Garvey Leadership Academy for Boys. He was like going all across the country. He showed his ass up here in Detroit quite a few times. I know he's like been down in Atlanta. He's been down in like the Baltimore area. Nigga been everywhere, right? He been all the way over in Africa. He like the whole shebang, right? So it's been kind of a running joke that Umar Johnson ain't really got no damn school or wasn't even trying to get no money for no school. He been scamming everybody. Like, this motherfucker been all across the globe. He been like, you know, you see him in like spas and shit, getting like Japanese massages and whatnot. Like, yo, this nigga is living fabulously off that damn money that y'all done donated, right? And it was so bad that GoFundMe was refunding folks they motherfucking money back. Like, GoFundMe was like, hey man, the school ain't gonna get built. He ain't got no damn plans on it. Like, you ask this dude about money and he like, you ain't asking the preacher down the street where you put where your money going to. Like, actually, nigga, like, that's kind of the thing about the church too. Like,
why the pastor? You got TD Jakes, yeah. So I don't understand.
Why the pastor gotta have a nice house? Why the pastor got to have a nice car? Like, don't ask no questions. That's pretty much how Umar Johnson has been approaching this. As a matter of fact, Umar Johnson got so upset with the fact that people wasn't willing to give him money, he went on a tirade and called black people trifling because they didn't want to give him no money, right? So that all leads up to yesterday. Yesterday, this nigga put out a video of him opening up his motherfucking school. So check this out. We're going to watch this together, y'all. We're going to watch this together. Let me pull this video up on the screen so you guys can check this out along with us. Let me go ahead and maximize that so they can really get into it with us. Here we go. Yeah. We're going to watch this and we're going to have
Look at this. Here we go. Okay. Now, hold on.
Okay.
Let me get my rope in the pants.
You ready? Okay. All right. So this is the official Dr. Umar Johnson, FDMG Academy announcement. Let's take a look at this. Okay, off top, I'm already mad.
The key.
He didn't even turn that motherfucker, right? He didn't turn the key. Like, the key had a little keychain on it. He had the key in the door. You could stick a key in a lot of damn locks, man. You could stick a key in a door and it don't unlock that damn door. He stuck the key in, and then something in like Windows Movie Maker, they just like flashed to him this nigga in the building. Like, they didn't show them niggas prying the door open with a motherfucking with a crowbar getting behind that motherfucking plywood to get in that damn building.
Okay, let's go. Because
and he dressed like an undertaker, man. Like, this dude looked like
really quickly. This suit does not belong to him because this suit does not fit him. And this suit looks like, you ever see somebody borrow they daddy suit or they uncle suit to go to church?
Oh yes.
That is this suit.
He looked like a new Freemason. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, new Freemason.
It's a loner suit.
Well, yeah, you know, you got to wear your black and white as a Freemason. Mm-hmm. And so, like, he got his black and white on, and he bought it at K&G, though. Like, he bought it at K&G. He didn't get that motherfucker tailored up. It was like, real quick, I need a suit real quick for my uniform because I got to do this presentation. And that's what happened. That's what happened. He looked like a brand new Freemason. He thought he was going. He thought he was getting raised.
Okay. Here we go. Here we go. Also, I'm with it. I'm with it.
Also, this shit fuzzy as fuck.
It's like the camera is smeared. It needs to be wiped. Secondly, look at how the glass is. Is it there? Is it not there?
You see glass? I can't see glass.
I see wood. And I see the paper torn from maybe a previous notice of condemnation where it was condemned. I don't know.
It's
not like you go flashing on that, but okay.
They got that, and I'm like, okay, I'm stuck right now at the quality of this shit because it's at like 240. What's the quality of this video? What's the stamp? Oh yeah, 240p. He ain't even in standard definition. This is Betamax resolution right now. We watching a Betamax tape of this nigga breaking into a goddamn abandoned building. First of all, man, check this out. They make iPhones. They make Galaxy phones. You could have got a Poco phone, and that Poco phone video would have been a hell of a lot better than this shit that we watching right now. Like, I don't know how much he paid for this, but bruh, pull out your cell phone or something. Get your little gimbal. They sell little handmade gimbals and shit. You could have got you a gimbal. Didn't even need no damn high def, no DSLR camera, none of that shit. Get your damn cell phone with a decent camera on it, man. Get your iPhone 4 at least, dog. Come on, man.
Hilarious.
Yes.
My name is Dr. Umar Johnson. I am a certified school psychologist and doctor of clinical psychology. 4 long years ago, we began a fundraising campaign to build America's first independent African-centered school based off the principles of Pan-Africanism and international economics.
Oh man, this is like a bad PowerPoint presentation.
4 long years of searching all across this country, flying and driving from state to state, city to city, looking for the best place to begin.
This nigga ended right the fuck back up in Philadelphia. RPG
International Leadership Academy for Pan-African Excellence.
Now you notice he had two different logos. The first logo of that school had a big ass, it was like a green, red, black, and green like caricature of his face. It was his face all over that shit.
I want to thank all of my loyal supporters.
All of my loyal suckers. Of my donors
who have everybody made mama me
through this tough and difficult time. And I am happy and elated to report to you today that we have found the location for the very first FDMG Academy.
Hold up. That looked like that looked like a fluorescent light bulb. Like chamber, like the shit hanging from the ceiling.
Yes, exposed wires, missing ceiling tiles. This building has asbestos. I'm calling it now. And okay, so let's take it back. Everybody, baby mother, who got flashes, a thank you for that donor shit, bruh. Y'all could have spent that money on juice.
Oh shit.
Roblox.
This nigga
is a lot of shit y'all could have did, but y'all gave it to that nigga. And I just want everybody to remember that
this
shit.
This nigga is in Negan Sanctuary on The Walking Dead right now. Ah!
Oh, the ready weight! Yes!
This nigga
This shit look like after Ada BC that started a riot and shit in Emerald City. That's what the fuck this shit look like. Stop playing. Oh wow. He's the sanctuary.
He gotta kick shit around. Did you see the episode this week?
No, I haven't. I'm so behind. I'm horrible.
So I ain't gonna spoil it for you. But for those of y'all who saw the episode this week with, you know, y'all'll get it. Negan and the sanctuary. Y'all'll get it when y'all see this video and y'all watched it this week's episode, you'll get it. This shit look like the sanctuary right now, y'all.
Oh wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, parents and youth and elders, our ancestors are happy today. They rejoice in heaven because
we
begin the process of psychological reconstruction, one African mind at a time.
I don't know if that sounds like that's something that you would really want. We got to reconstruct your mind.
So that he said
sounds nefarious.
The foundation of the school is supposed to be in Pan-Africanism and international economics.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
I don't know. sound like a whole bunch of shit that niggas make up to sound like they really important.
Because I understand what Pan-Africanism is, the concept, rather. And I understand what international economics are. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know if that's really the proper term for it. But I guess I get the gist. I don't know. I've been smoking. I don't know. But I don't understand how the two work together. And I know that in order to have a school, you know, you maybe want to have, you know, outside of your mission and vision for education, you know, I don't know, maybe some learning outcomes or something. Maybe something about that.
Well, one of the things about Umar Johnson, like, he talks in really grandiose terms. He sounds very idealistic when it comes to what his school is going to be able to accomplish. It sounds like a really big and noble dream, like, right? Like, if you really just took it at its surface level, it sounds like something that's, it sounds like a noble pursuit. The problem is the person that's, you know, articulating this noble pursuit. Like this is a totally different Umar Johnson than you seen that was talking about King Kong consciousness and, you know, him being melanated bitch and all this other shit. This is a totally different dude. Ooh. I don't even recognize this nigga right now.
The nigga who was like this.
I don't
Hashtag even, never forget.
Never forget. Never forget. Never forget. Mm-hmm. So this whole presentation, he talking real slow, real motherfucker. He's really pronouncing those R's. He's really crossing those T's in his pronunciation. Ooh. Like, this is a totally different nigga right now, man.
So you know who this video really is for, though, right?
Uh-oh. Well, who's that?
It's for the people at GoFundMe and the motherfucking license review board who called him up that one time. Did he still have that license?
I think he did. I think he was able to keep that license. He went to it was some sort of hearing that he went to. I think he was able to keep his license though.
Yeah, because he never really reported back, like, you know, ha bitches, I got it, or like, you know, these crackers trying to stop me one nigga at a time, and you know, because my mind is melanated and they took my shit. You know, he never really said. So I was just like.
Yeah, and I know a lot of his followers were mad at Roland Martin because Roland Martin was calling him out on some of the shit that he was saying on his show. And
if Roland Martin got to call you out, I mean, what are you doing with your life?
I'm saying. Here we go.
Marcus Garvey Academy. We're going to be teaching our young men along the lines of six key sciences.
Hold on a second. Now, mind you, this school is just for boys, right? He raised all this money. All these people, and the school is just for boys. This is a tenet of like the Hotep ideology, right? Hoteps believe in trickle-down equality in much the same way that Republicans like trickle-down economics. You know what? We're gonna get our boys together, and we're gonna get our men together. And when we get our boys and our men together, then we can go out into the world and we can battle with the white man. We can battle with the Asian man. We can battle with the Arab man. We can battle with all of these people. And then once we get ours, then the benefits will, you know, it'll trickle down to our children and to our women and everything else. They really just want the same things that white dudes have. And that's pretty much it. Once they get there, they cool with that. And then slowly they think, well, okay, so now we could deal with y'all, if we ever deal with y'all at all, like getting rights
for you. And let's not forget how many black men, you know, get up there breathing that rarefied air and just all of a sudden, like, you know, it's just not the same. I need someone who can relate to me at this level. And it's another black woman. So, you know, we talked about that on the show this week where, you know, we talked about black patriarchalist and really it is just like a patriarchal ideology that I think a lot of black men fetishize and fantasize about, because at the end of the day, really, the concept was pointing out that black men really just want the submission of black women and children.
Yeah.
And, you know, their children. They don't really want anything. They don't want to build anything, you know, and when you look at that and then you start talking about it, unpacking it, you know, like that really is just one of the things. It's just that you just want to feel superior to someone. You just want to subjugate someone else.
Yeah.
You know, instead of really actively working to take your foot off, you know, the white man's foot off your neck, you're turning it inward, you know, and taking out on the rest of the community. And that's, you know, the sad part of it all.
It's almost like, and I hear this a lot at work, where there are certain guys who you could tell, well, the trope is the guy doesn't really have a whole lot of, you know, say so at home. So he comes to work and he's like really fucking aggressive with everybody because he has nowhere to really like exert his authority. So like, especially if a guy becomes like a supervisor or some sort of lead or some sort, you know, in that kind of way, then suddenly everything he says, they feel like he's very aggressive because he ain't got no power at the crib or something. And
right.
It's kind of, you know, it's a weird kind of dynamic. But it's also, you know, very telling, like I said, with this, you know, it's supposed to be a boys' school, and then, yeah, we'll deal with the girls sometime later down the line. If this is something
that's... Well, Oprah built the bitches a school, so they can go to that one.
But, yeah, that school is in Africa, though. Like, you know...
It don't matter. Yeah. All the niggas was mad.
Yeah, and they gonna stay mad, but it's just you know, just something I noticed right off the top. I always noticed, like, this is something that I thought was kind of weird.
Right.
The first science will be economic and financial science. We want our young men to understand wealth as opposed to money.
So, economic and financial science. I wasn't aware that that was a science. I knew it was a discipline.
Well, I have technically, I do have a bachelor's of science in finance.
Okay.
So, you do take a lot of math. Okay. So, you know, rules, you know. But when you talk about that, you know, you want to teach them the difference between wealth and money. What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. Maybe we could get like an economist up here, like to call into the show and let us know, like, what's the difference between that? Because I have no fucking clue whatsoever.
None at all. Now, you know, how to build wealth, how to build, you know, maybe industries or just, yeah, okay, fine. All right. You know what? I'm going to suspend disbelief.
Okay. She said, hold on a second. Let's shout out to us. She's like, who this nigga rent this tiny suit, this tiny tux from?
I told you, thank you. That suit does not belong to him.
Oh no. Why did he say science twice and describe the same thing?
we all went to shits. We're all one. Man, we this are is all a community with... right now.
Yes,
we're here. We're all here. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Let me.
I appreciate you, sister, for seeing that.
All right.
We want them to understand international investments, banking. Huh. We need them to be able to read the stock market reports. We want them to understand real estate, and we want them to master the principles of interest. In addition to financial and economic science, we're going to teach our young men dietary and nutritional science. As you know, our people are dying every day from poor food and poor dietary habits. We want to teach them how to understand and use the vitamins and minerals that the university has given us.
Okay.
What's dietary science?
I don't know.
Why is it not nutrition?
I get the feeling that everything is about to be science right now. Everything is some form of science. Like, and you know, like, one of the things about this, and I remember I was listening to Dr. Joy DeGroy. And Dr. Joy DeGroy once said that, like, if you tell somebody something scientific, then it lends more weight to it because you got to, you got to, like, show your work, you got to measure it and everything else. So, like, if you say something is scientific, most people would just kind of, like, you know, unless they are highly skeptical, they'll at least give some credence. They'll at least give some leeway to what you're saying because, you know, it's scientific. So if you put science on it, it sounds really motherfucking, like, important and legit because you didn't add the word science to it. Science may not even fucking apply, but you all you got to do is say science.
I'll tell you what that is. The science of physical education, bet money.
Gym.
that's it's on the curriculum. Gym. But you know, it's scientific. The science, know, today's mathematics.
The science of dodgeball and hopscotch, goddammit.
The science of a crab, what was that? Oh shit, what was that? Crab ball.
Oh man. Oh man, this Fruit of Islam. Sweet soup though, man.
We want to teach them how to eat in order to live.
And on top of that, there will be agricultural and agronomical science.
What the fuck is agronomical?
If we want them to eat properly.
I gotta look that up right now. What is agronomical?
It's agronomical. I'm doing the same.
To make their own food.
Agronomical or agronomical?
To grow their own vegetables.
He said agronomical. Yes,
this is a Green Thumb Academy where we not only
agronomical science,
but we grow the food that we eat. In addition to
agronomy.
That,
agronomy,
there will be the science of the community and the family. We have
agronomy.
To teach our young men.
Yeah, that's not a word that nigga just used. That's not a word.
How to be sons. How to be
it's not a word.
It's agronomic. And then not agronomical.
Science, to make sure they understand the world in which they live.
What is it?
And
hold
then
up.
Spiritual science.
Why does nigga have like a Republican Democrat map of the fucking. We so busy looking up agronomical. This nigga's bamboozling us. All at the same time.
I am undone.
Look at the cosmic shit. Truly. Like it's like, you know, like a marble that he can put in real close to that badass camera.
To understand all of the great astrological and cosmological spiritual systems.
Not cosmological.
Cosmological?
And last, but not least, we must also make sure they understand the science of being men.
Nigga, what?
This is why the Frederick Douglass and Marcus Garvey Academy
man,
exists.
Is science now.
This is what we intend to do within the sacred walls of this great institute.
Man, that looked like...
Okay, pause.
What you got? What you got?
First, astronomical science? Cosmological science. Is he teaching these niggas? These niggas gonna be navigating shit. They gonna be Ferdinand and shit. Looking for like, what the fuck do they, what was this? What?
I wonder if like
the they gonna learn astronomy, my nigga?
I wonder if like the nautical sciences, like if he teaches nautical sciences in his school, like if it's just gonna be them like knitting up some fucking like Nautica polos or whatever.
Yep. It's gonna be the crew team.
They gonna be bootlegging Nautica polos up in the damn Frederick Douglass Marcus Garvey Leadership Academy.
Man, it's like this is the Papadopoulos of Obalopoulos science and shit. Like it's just so many syllables.
So many sciences, man. Now mind you, we only 4 minutes into this video. This shit is 23 fucking minutes long. So we got
to. Oh,
yes. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Brothers and sisters, we are not yet done the work.
Is he in the gymnasium?
Yeah. School for our young men. There are still many more repairs and renovations.
Them crutches?
Take place.
Who's crutches? Bruh. So someone just had a conference in there. Mm-hmm. That's someone's conference room. I see crutches.
I see a trophy. I see a bunch of shit on the table. I can't make it out because the camera is so shitty. Yeah,
it's staged. It has to have been staged. I feel like somebody chopped some dope on one corner of that table, and on the other corner, it looked like somebody stuffed the envelope. Like it's so fucking random. You know what okay. My nerves.
Now check this out, cause here come the hook. He done put out the bait. Now here come the hook.
I need you to continue to donate. I need you to continue to sacrifice financially. Now
sacrifice.
Is not the time to give up. Now is not the time to give in. We have our building. But now we must repair, renovate, and restore this fine institution so that it is once again a model of 21st century learning. Brothers and sisters, man. Please send your checks and money orders payable to the Frederick Douglass and Marcus Garvey Academy to P.O. Box 6872.
Okay, so check this out.
A whole P.O. box.
And I was talking about this on Twitter yesterday. So, like, one, I'm wondering, like, why didn't he specify where exactly this building was, right? Now, folks have found out what building he's at. Like, folks then looked up the deeds and the bills of sales. They looked through the fucking county records and everything and found out who owns that building, one. And and second of all, like, okay, and the other part of this is, remember, GoFundMe shut down his fundraising efforts on their website, because, and they were refunding, they were sending people refund checks, like, you donated this money, we giving you your money back, this some bullshit. So now he's going around, because he probably can't get on GoFundMe or maybe Kickstarter anymore, he's going around now like, all right, man, well, just send me the motherfucking money directly. The only problem with that is you don't have any fucking way of accounting for how much money has been raised, one. And two, if you do, if nothing comes of this school, or if the things that are he's proposing doesn't happen, you don't get your money back. At least with GoFundMe, you could have got your bread back. You send your money directly to this nigga, your shit is gone. It ain't coming back. It's like that 20 you forgot on the street.
Let me tell you something. Everybody baby mama who's not out there buying their kids their juice and their Roblox and their Xbox games and whatever the hell else it is we buy for these kids, you know what I'm saying? Kids go to school with no lunch money. And this man coming here, you know, tricking all across America. That's all I was like, you know what? I don't know. I don't know who. There are no victims in this at this level of the game, because this is a scam.
Through and through.
It's a scam. Like, it's a scam. Like, he's scamming right now. Like, he's not for real. Because, first of all, it's just like this young lady said right here. Shout out to Angie. She said, it's supposed to be new, not a fixer-upper. And we're all on the same page. Like, we all see this. Like, bro, you had, like, what did he call it? Like, $700,000?
Yeah, like, 700. I think it last kind of, like, close to $750,000. Like, 700 and... Like, my nigga,
he could have leased a YMCA and put his school on. Like, it's a lot he could have did. And he could have, for real, this nigga could have launched the ABC Mouse for Hoteps online with just a website and, like, log in and subscribe and take these classes and shit. And just, you know, use the money to just create content. I mean, it's a lot he really could have did, but...
You know what? Here's the thing, and this is why I was saying it sounds like he has these grandiose... ideas, these really large and big ideas, and if he was really serious, I really believe, like, if he was serious about building a school for young black boys and instituting a curriculum, that of which he's, you know, trying to articulate here, it has been possible. Even with that $750,000, he could have started with something small and built that institution up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can get some sort, like, there's schools all, or even churches sometimes will, like, rent you out space in order to educate, you know, like, have a little, maybe, I don't know if it's, like, not parochial school, but, like, I've seen churches open up, you know, charter schools, you know, within their buildings and all this other stuff. It's possible for you to do that. Start small. Start with maybe 30 to 40 students. And then once you have, you know, that foundation, build out upon that. But this dude is going, he's telling you like he was trying to buy St. Paul's College or some shit like that. Like, it's an old abandoned HBCU and all of this. Like, this dude has been here in Detroit. Like, he's been acting as if he was going to try to get one of these abandoned schools here in Detroit and everything else too. So, like, he has these grandiose ass ideas, and I think, well, for one, the scam has to be these grandiose ideas, because how else are he going to get these niggas to keep sending the money? And that's the thing. That's the hook. So now he's got this supposedly, he's got this large-ass building. He's going to give you a tour of this dilapidated-ass building that needs all these repairs. He's got all this graffiti and, you know, supplies and shit just all over the place, light fixtures hanging from the fucking ceilings and whatnot. So now we got the building. Now I'm going to need y'all niggas to give me some more money, because we got to fix this building, and we got to make it right for our little princes and our little kings, and we got to make it right for them so that we can bring them in and teach them all of the sciences that aren't really sciences here in the Frederick Douglass Marcus Garvey Leadership Academy. Like, that's pretty much what it is. Like, he's got to give you these grandiose ideas so that he can keep asking you for money. That's what it is.
Listen, It's never going to stop. It's never going to be done. It's always, and then if anything else happens again, it's going to be all Black people's fault. But it whew, Lord, you know what? He really made this video.
Yeah.
He really made this video, and like he's right in front of our face. He's playing in our face in Black History Month. It's so fucking rude. Like, just, and then it's a P.O.
I couldn't get jiggy with the P.O. box either. Like, really, bruh?
That part, I was like, you know what? That's like, really, untraceable. Like, that's like mail fraud. This is going to end in a class action lawsuit. I feel it.
You know, the other thing I was thinking about when I was on Facebook yesterday and I first saw this video, I was like, yo, so people been asking this dude, like, you know, to show them some accountings of the monies and whatnot. They've been asking him to show them like some form of like, show them like the progress of what's going on, you know, with the school, you know, show us what's happening so far. Like, and he's been real reticent to like kind of give out those details and everything. One of the things I was thinking about as soon as I saw this shit yesterday, was like, yo, that money gone, y'all. Somebody on Twitter said some shit like FDMG or some shit like that. It was like family, the money gone. That's what that acronym stands for. And I was thinking that shit yesterday. I was like, yo, the money gone, and he gotta figure out a way to keep it going. He got to figure out a way to keep it going. And so, like, yo, he rolls up on a fucking abandoned school or some shit like that. He's going, you know, well, we could tell him that this is ours and shit. We can get somebody to videotape us walking through the school. You know how many people do that shit in Detroit? Like, in abandoned buildings and shit? Like, they call it, like, urban explorers. You know what I'm saying? White people do that kind of shit all the time. They go in abandoned buildings and videotape shit. Like, that's just kind of what they do. They do that all the time. This nigga is an urban explorer. This nigga ain't no damn school.
Wait, no, it's the science of archaeological.
Oh, not archaeological. Archaeoeconomical.
Archaeoeconomical.
Oh my God, this gym with chairs and shit all over the floor. But let's keep it going.
Oh boy.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19132. We are going to make history. We are going to shock the world.
I hope so, man.
We are going to transform the entire community one Black boy at a time.
Man, that's
so tough. Really quickly, school, really quickly.
You don't have
okay.
to pause right there.
Okay.
Why this nigga built like Grimace?
Don't do that.
He's got childbearing hips. Don't do that. He's pear-shaped under that suit.
That man is just King Kong consciousness. That's all it is. It's just the King Kong consciousness on that brother.
Underneath that suit is a roll of bakery. It's a bakery of rolls.
That man is just King Kong consciousness, and you can't really tell because he got the suit on. That's all it is. He just rolled underneath up a King Kong consciousness.
That suit is at least 3 pounds of titty meat.
He's melanated, Cook. Don't do that. He's melanated.
Underneath that suit is melanated 3 pounds of titty meat. He needs a girdle. Hello.
God damn, dog.
He needs a girdle. Nigga need a waist trainer. A body shaper. He needs some maiden form.
Oh my God.
This motherfucking nigga right here. Hold on,
because this is some shit. I'm guessing there's some shit going on in the chat room and I can't really see it. Let me pull this shit up. Because I'm guessing there's some shit going on. Oh man. Somebody said this nigga tried to buy that school with the Hidden Colors discount code, man. God damn, man.
Ooh,
y'all in here going on, bro.
You know what?
Brianna, somebody fashion. Need a girdle. Oh, Ashanti talking about some show. I hope he bump into that chair, man. Like,
yes, like trip that nigga, trap.
Damn. Oh my God, man, needs to get smooth out. This video needs to be smooth. This video is fucking terrible. This video is fucking terrible. You can't even make out the details that's going on behind this nigga. God damn, this shit is horrible.
Just so... Oh, it's man. So ergonomically horrendous. God
damn. Okay. Okay, we're gonna keep going, man. We got a lot to get through, man. Come on, family. We gotta get through this.
Yes, Quest love hips. Thank you.
We gotta get through this, family. We gotta get through this. Come on now. We gotta do this together.
To worry about special education. In this school, you don't have to worry about ADHD diagnoses. In this school, you will never get a phone call from a teacher or an administrator.
Nigga, why not? Hold on. See, hold on. Hold up, man. What? Check this out.
So what you doing with my kids all day?
Right, what the fuck you doing to my kid? Like, I don't get no call. And my kid in there fucking up, I don't get no phone call or nothing. Like, y'all gonna handle it yourself? How you handling my kid, dog? How you doing that? How are you maintaining discipline within that building without putting your hands on my kids? See, now I might have to put my hands on you. You know what I'm saying? I might have to come up there with Bertha or something. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't do that, man. Don't do that. Like, don't do that.
I went ahead and just lit my J. I don't care.
What's that? Oh, no, you just like, fuck it. I got to get
out. Oh, man. Oh, honey. Oh, wow.
This nigga said you would never get a phone call.
We both like, what?
Nigga, what?
What? Why? What you doing? You not calling me?
This sounds like some abducting in plain sight kind of shit. Like, man, like yo, I sent my kid up to the Umar school and I ain't seen or heard from my child in about 2 weeks. Nigga.
Doctor, it's come gonna on, be the man. Doctor, the science of Dr. Binomical.
Oh my God, bro.
Molestation. Like, what?
This
what
shit is crazy, mean? Man.
Your child needs dangerous psychiatric medication in order to get an education. In this school, the teachers are responsible for learning. In this school, I am your child's principal is responsible for his academic success. We don't blame the parents at the Frederick Douglass and Marcus Garvey Academy. And
you all right over there?
That was my chest.
Oh man, that's some good shit, man.
Here, I'm reading the comments and we vibing, y'all. We vibing. Man. I'm talking directly to you right now in the comments.
Okay.
All night, vibing right now. Because let me tell you, I want to know, like, who is sending their child to this man? Because, you know, that whole Ritalin thing and, he said his stock photos have better lighting.
Yeah. Will the hit clown and his stock photos got better lighting. The chat room will hit clown in the night, y'all. Y'all in rare form tonight, man. God damn.
Because I told you when you said, hey, you want to do this, I was like, my nigga, what? Like, yes. Yes, I do. Actually, I would like to comment on this right now because it's just like, who is really? But you know what? Like I said, is somebody baby mother gonna buy into this?
Somebody's baby mama, somebody's daddy gonna buy this. Somebody like it. See, that's the thing. It's a whole lot of brothers that believe in Umar. It's a whole lot of them. That believe.
Why? What do they believe? I mean, is it because he's homophobic? Is it because he's misogynistic?
Exactly. Like,
what is it exactly that really is hooking you in?
I remember I was in the Facebook group, Black Fathers, right? It was a Black Daddies group on Facebook. One of my partners from high school, he invited me to that group and everything. And I remember I'm like, all right, this could be good. You know, they had been featured on Good Morning America and shit, like the Today Show. Like, it was a really big Black Fathers group. And then I was in the group, and I'm like, God damn, these niggas is hurt, man. Somebody hurt them, and every last one of these niggas need a hug, cause like it was nothing but bitching about child support, bitching about how you know their ability to discipline their kids, or whether or not they you know I put hands on my kids, and you know this kind of shit, or like you know how the state is keeping them from being in their kids' lives. All it came across real. It came across as like a big ass woe is me group. And it wasn't a whole hell of a lot of like real, like I didn't get the experience of having like, you know, fatherhood affirmed in there. It just seemed to me like it was a whole bunch of niggas in there bitching and moaning about how bad they got it. And so when the subject of like someone like Umar would come up, they were like, man, I applaud that brother for looking up, you know, looking out, man. Umar out here speaking for us, man. He wanna make a place that's safe for our sons to grow and learn and all these other things. And I'm thinking to myself, like, man, are you paying attention at all?
You know, it's just like Will said, it's a nigga out there right now trying to suspend his child support payments to donate to this. And I'm clowning because, Will, you listened to the show last night, clearly. Let me tell you something, the type of fuckery that's going to happen for this. It's like, okay, you want to spend your money on this, but why can't you just let the mother of your child, the person who's actually caring and nurturing for them, just raise that child, just get the funds. You're not going to step up and do it. You're not really going to co-parent. You, as much as you complain about it deep down, you, it doesn't bother you too bad because you're not taking her to court and make, you know, holding her responsible or accountable for her responsibility to share, you know, and we've talked about that. And that's like a whole thing, you know, and that for me, just that whole experience with one of my friends, it was like, yeah, you know, like if you really want to be with your kids, I mean, he took his baby mama to court all the time.
Yeah.
And I just was like, he was like, she wouldn't show up. She didn't show up to the visitation. Da, da, da. And I was like, do what you got to do, my nigga. But like, that's what it is when you want to be in your child's life. You know, you got to go through the court. Well, you guess what? You're going to show up to court. I seen plenty of dudes up there like, yeah, I'm here. My visitation here and I called and blah, blah, blah. So it happens.
Yeah.
But you sit there and complain all day. Those are the ones who, and that's what you want to do. You want to sit and complain. You don't really want to fix it. You want to do anything. You don't want to be a better person or do what you need to do.
Yeah, I know a few cats. Like, I know it's a cat that I work with, man. Like, this dude brags about the fact that he spends like $80 a month in child support. Like, he brags about that. Like, it's been brothers at the job that are complaining about how much money they spending in child support. He be like, yo, I got a real good lawyer, man. She can get you up out of all of that shit. And I'm thinking to myself, like, dude, that money is for your seed, though. Like, why do you feel like, you know, like, nah, man, shit. If my son needs something, like, shit, I'll get it. You know what I'm saying? I'll get it. And I'm just thinking about, like,
no, you won't.
Whatever, man. Like, I always thought it was kind of weird. You know, that whole mindset of, you know, just kind of getting over on, you know, the kid's mom and everything. But I'm reading some of the comments here on this video on YouTube, man. And somebody was like, yo, I own an HVAC company. I cannot fix the HVAC system in that school.
Yeah, please read more. Oh, this is the good stuff.
Somebody said, laughing my ass off, Tommy Sotomayor still hasn't put out a Fatherless America. So, you know, he got some supporters in this chat room too. It says, so he gonna have all the renovations done in 6 months. When he stated he needed more money to renovate, he gonna have all the school officials from administration to janitors. He's gonna have approval from Delaware's Department of Education. How is the school starting in August when this is the end of the school year? All this in 6 months and he needs money and volunteers. Lies, lies, and more lies. He tripping. Somebody else says, here goes a supporter. Congrats, my brother. I'd like to become a monthly donor. I have some questions. One, can I read about the school's design team members? Have you posted the school's 3 to 5 year budget? Nigga, you ain't getting none of these fucking... Oh, he got a list. Hold on, let's read this.
Ooh, look at that. Oh, shit.
Hold on.
That nigga copied that shit from the Department of Education website.
He says, where can I read about the school's vision and mission? Has the curriculum team completed the school's academic plan? Where can I read about it? I'm excited that you purchased the building. Can I see a buyer's note? The school's governance structure is located where? Is all the paperwork local and state level to operate this institution up to date? Can donors look up this information? Where can I find a draft of the school bell's schedule and school schedule and school activities? Have you posted the intervention plan for those students who will require additional support? What might that plan look like? What does the capital improvement plan look like? I'd also be interested in reviewing the business and marketing plan. Can you provide the model? Can you provide the model you will use to hire, train, and retain staff? What lawyer or law firm are you collaborating with to work through some of the potential legal issues and organizing the school, including, for example, how staff will be trained around sexual harassment issues and appropriate adult-student relationships? What metrics will you use to measure the school's overall effectiveness? I most importantly I most appreciate the black kids won't be arrested at your school. This is a major problem in the public and charter school systems. Can I see your plan on how you will maintain a healthy school climate and culture and climate? What bank is the organization connected to? And can you share the name of the persons with check writing privileges? I'm looking forward to reading these materials and becoming a regular donor. Again, congratulations. So check this out. I low-key feel like he's being a little bit facetious because, you know, goddamn well he ain't getting all that goddamn information from Umar Johnson. I low-key feel like
he's going the distance with his ass on.
Oh man.
He's suited and booted in it.
Okay, so this says
he's ready.
This video was published one day ago, but it's obvious that it was filmed months ago. After mentioning the passing of his grandmothers, it has become obvious that this video was filmed much earlier. The other video that was published 5 hours ago is the most recent video where he told us he couldn't show us the inside of the building because the electricity isn't on yet. I think he owes his followers a lot more details about this purchase. But knowing Umar, he doesn't get the funds he's looking for. I can see him calling hardworking black people who've already donated to his campaign trifling again. The first science he wants to teach at his school is financial literacy, etc. But he should know that after 4 years of people being in the dark, being totally open to us with us about the deed and the details of this purchase should have been key in this key to his marketing. Not more diatribes about the glory of what the school is before he has even cash necessary for teachers and janitors. A lot of people want to believe in Umar, but Umar has shown contempt for the people who have had legitimate questions. Are his donors not owed a more in-depth look into how they helped him purchase this property? What kind of mortgage is it? Is the property in his name, etc.? So, yeah, man, people are asking questions on here, and this is his page. This is his page on YouTube.
Oh wow!
So let's keep the video going.
Let's see, wait, how long does it take for he suspends the comments?
Ah, he's already at 4,300 comments, so we'll see.
Oh,
and this video only came out just yesterday. It's already got, let's see how many views are on this. 71,000 views on this video on YouTube. Now, of course, it's on Facebook and shit too, so it's going around quite well.
Not only that, in this fine institution, we teach self-respect. In this fine institution, we teach Garveyism. In this fine institution, we teach African race pride and African self-determination. Not in one thing, but in all things. In this
African
school, we teach Africa for the Africans, those at home, and pause. Those abroad.
Pause. In- African from Africa.
I remember that being I remember that being a thing for Garvey.
Okay.
You know,
Africa
for the Africans. I remember that being a thing.
For Marcus Garvey, it was a little bit more than that. He was for really the rejection of white supremacist thought. Yeah. If you will, meaning to, and he said Africa because, you know, of course, we don't know which country we come from. And back then, that's what made sense to them. So you can tell it's a little outdated. In 2019, you should not be referring to anything as just African or Africa.
Yeah.
There's got to be a country associated with these philosophies and principles because, for Christ's sakes, it's a goddamn continent.
It is. A very large one at that.
Humongous. Huge.
Very large one.
80 countries are inside of this land mass.
It's so big.
Continent.
It's so big that Ancestry DNA was like, you know what, man? We fucked up on that first DNA shit we did for you, right?
Oh, shit. Look at my...
They had me at like 21% Nigerian, the first results I got. And then like a year later, they were like, nah, you're not really Nigerian. You more like South African. like they totally switched it up. They totally switched it up for your boy. All
Do you
Africans
know where
ain't
Nigeria
the same.
Nigeria is on the map of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
You know how north that is.
Mm-hmm.
Like up there.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a big.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I don't believe in those ancestry things.
I thought it would be fun. I was just like, you know what? Let me see what that shit say. I thought it would be fun.
I believe that they are going to clone you. And it's they just might. How it all ends. I believe they're gonna clone someone. Someone's gonna be cloned.
I just hope I live a life worthy of being cloned. You know know what I'm saying? Like yeah. I hope I live a life like, you know what? We need another one of them motherfuckers right there, man. Put that nigga on the fucking mass produce list. We need some more spans up in this motherfucker. Get that nigga. I want 5 spans. Give me 5 spans up here ASAP. That's what I need.
Listen, all I know is that I'm going to be living off the grid. I will not be trapped in the Matrix when this all goes down.
Oh, man.
But it just, oh, man, this is, okay. I just had to, it just, Africa.
But
he's Nas.
Yeah.
No, wait, what was Nas' character in Belly? I'm sincere now. He's sincere.
Sincere.
That nigga sincere now. He's Dr. Sincere Johnson.
Okay.
This school, your child will be taught the history and life and works of the greatest mm-hmm. black leader of the 19th century, the Honorable Frederick Douglass. Your son will also be taught the history, the life, and the works of the father of modern Pan-Africanism, the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey. What your son will get in this academy, he will not get anywhere else on earth. Rejoice today, because this is an international school.
Is
and
it?
The beauty of what we are going to do here at the
really?
Frederick Douglass and Marcus Garvey Academy, the beauty lies in the fact that where this great school is located gives our young men in Maryland an opportunity to learn here.
All right, so
Maryland. Hold up, that's my state. Hold up, that's my state. What the fuck?
And like I said, there have been people who have posted documents of the property or who owns that property. They've already posted that shit on Twitter and on Facebook. I feel like I could put those on the screen sometime later on during the show. But yeah, that ain't it. That ain't it.
We will give our young men in New Jersey an opportunity.
Because the school is supposed to be in Delaware. Here.
We will give our young men in Pennsylvania an opportunity to learn here. The Frederick Douglass and Marcus Garvey
PowerPoint is slow.
School number 1 will be in the second smallest state in this great nation. It will be in the first state to ratify the United States Constitution. It will be in one of the last states to end the chattel slavery of our African ancestors. Brothers and sisters, that state is Delaware. Here, in one of the original 13 states, we will begin the process of resurrecting African people and reconstructing the African
nigga,
mind.
I'm about to roll
one
on
child
all
at
y'all
a time.
Money.
I don't have to tell
his gesturing.
All y'all money.
He's doing this like he did.
That is sending our young men to the cemetery and to the prison.
Man.
We have a war against black males in this country.
What in the Windows movie maker is this, man?
Black men on the streets than in the boardrooms. There is a war against our young
men. Do we really?
Everything from police genocide to black on black fratricide. Everything from homicide to suicide. Everything from unemployment, low self-esteem, and psychological hopelessness. But we're going to change all that. In just a few short months, we're going to change all that. In the name of our ancestors, in the name of our elders, in the name of my 2 grandmothers, both of whom I lost this year, I dedicate this sacred institution. I dedicate this sacred space to the resurrection and to the reclamation of African people everywhere.
Why did this nigga just bust out the damn prison pose, though? Like, why did he do that?
Because he's trying to get on our level.
What? I ain't never been to prison. I mean, I'd have been to county. I ain't never been to prison, though. Like,
I've only been to holding, okay?
I've been to holding. I mean, let me clarify. Let me clarify
I've
that.
I've been holding.
I've been holding. I've been in holding twice. I've been there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't been in jail till like you've been in a, like a holding cell in Cook County where niggas is asking you whether or not are you really wearing True Religion jeans? You know, like it's a Bugle Boy commercial. Like, you never lived until you've had that happen and like being a holding cell with 50 niggas and it's like one toilet and like it's a nigga shitting in that one toilet with 50 niggas in there. You've not lived until you've had that happen. But yeah, man. Like,
yeah. The prison. Nothing pose, like holding.
The prison pose. My brother said like, a lot of these. Get ready.
Get nothing ready like holding. Get ready nothing like that fresh shit on the walls. Boy. Wow. It's like, wow. You're in holding now.
Ah, man.
Till you see a prostitute taking a nap on a bench.
Or.
Like, you know, the best sleep of her life.
Or you see somebody in like a paper, like a whole paper jumpsuit, because you scared. They scared they gonna try to like hurt themselves. You know what I'm saying?
So they taking their laces are gone.
Yeah, well, they take everybody's laces, but like, yo, they put them in that paper jumpsuit, like, because he's, you know, on suicide watch or some shit. Like, it's real up there. Like, they don't even give the nigga clothes. Like, yo, man, that shit is gonna tear up if you try to fold it up, man. So just give him that.
Oh man, it's a lot, but you know. It looks like some of those activities are taking place in this building, so it's
This is the fucking this is the sanctuary. These are here the saviors. He's promoting himself as the savior. This is the sanctuary. This nigga is Negan right now. This is Negan right now. We are watching this happen in real time.
Get ready to rejoice.
He even got the Negan beard though. You got you peep. Negan was really a nigga. It's all coming. It's coming.
I believe it.
It's coming together. It's coming together.
Because the Frederick Douglass and Marcus
Garvey,
RBG International Leadership Academy for Pan-African Excellence is about to open its doors. Brothers and sisters, if you would like to volunteer or work at the Frederick Douglass and Marcus Garvey RBG International Leadership Academy for Pan-African Excellence. Please
contact. Oh, he's got the whole continent on his face now.
At yahoo.com. That's DrUmarJohnson.
Okay, check this out. How much longer we got on this video? Because we are, let's see. Let me minimize this for a second. Let me see how long we got on this shit. Because we could be on this all night. And there's a second video. He put out a second video.
There's two.
There's a second.
There's video. More.
Why is it this shit taking me out of there? Damn it. Okay, so we've got another 13 minutes of this damn video. We're not about to go through the whole the next 13 minutes of this video. It's a lot, y'all. It's a lot. And there's another video associated with this, and I kind of wanted to talk about it. Because this is him, like, going around the campus of this building where he's proposing that this school is supposed to be. So I kind of wanted to talk about that, but I can't seem to get... This damn keyboard is acting up lately. Couldn't get out of the fucking full screen. But let me pull that up for you guys, man. But so far, Cook, what are you thinking? Like, what's on your mind right now, sister?
I feel like I'm in the middle of a timeshare pitch. And I already know I'm going to turn it down. Yeah. I'm just here for the drinks.
It kind of starts off as like, like real talk, I was thinking about this. And one of the things that made me think about this is because like something that happened at work today, right? So when I got to work today, we didn't do any work. We got like we had this ice storm here in Detroit. And I work in utilities and stuff. So, you know, the work that I do, that's a safety hazard. So they didn't really want us out there fucking with shit. So, they were like, yo, they kept us in or whatever. But one of the things that they had us doing was sitting around all day watching safety videos. And a lot of the safety videos was like 25 to 30 years old. This looked like one of those videos for like HR when like they trying to keep you from sexually harassing your coworkers. This is kind of what I got from this. Like, this is one of HR's sexual harassment. These are the things you're not supposed to do when you come work for us. Otherwise, your ass going to be on the other side of the walls. We're not gonna fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna be out of a motherfucking job. That's kind of what this felt like. This whole presentation felt like a cheap ass human resources video. That's what it felt like.
It definitely circa 1994.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause the first thing I ever heard about this, I saw the photo. And in the photo, I was like, this is a stock photo from like 1997, because that Oldsmobile, like every car on there is like out of date. Mm-hmm. It's just like, how is every car in front of this building out of date?
Oh man.
And then it's like, okay, you see this video and he's walking around, and like I said, there's wires exposed. pictures hanging down from the ceiling. Doors look like they've been kicked off the hinges. Crunches in the background.
Oh man, this is glorious, man.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Now, like I said, he's got another video. I actually watched this on my way to work. Like, I'll be watching YouTube in my car on my way to work. I know it's dangerous. I don't be watching it. I'll be more so listening, but I was kind of like glancing a little bit, and I kind of watched this on my way to work this morning. So let me pull this video up so you guys can watch this along with us.
Fuck that man, he grifting. That's what FDMG.
Yeah.
William, shut up!
So here's another.
It's lean on me-ish.
Let me pull that back up so y'all can watch with us.
Oh, I'm going to get to these comments.
These comments is fucking clowning. They are clowning in the chat room. They are fucking clowning. They're like, we got to power through it. Hold on. Brianna, like, we got to
power through it.
They are clowning.
Can't
even go in. Oh, man. So this is the outside, the campus look. He actually got a better camera this time, y'all.
Peace and love, Black family. This is the Prince of Pan-Africanism, Dr. Umar Johnson, King Kong Consciousness.
King Kong Consciousness, y'all.
Tour of the FDMG Academy. That's what we're doing right here. This building that you're looking at right now. This building, this is the yard. This is going to be the yard, okay?
Okay, so check this out. I need to say this. I need to fucking say this. When you record a video on your phone, please turn that bitch sideways. Please turn that motherfucker sideways. Listen, we are watching big ass black boxes on the side of this video, yo. If you're gonna record video on your phone, turn that bitch to the side, man. Turn it to the side. We watch widescreen shit now, man. All our TVs is widescreen formatted now. All our computer monitors are widescreen formatted. All of our cell phones are widescreen formatted. Turn that bitch to the side, yo, so you can get the whole shot. It ain't hard, man. Let's turn that bitch 90 degrees, man. You'd have got the whole shot. We could have saw everything. You could have gave us panoramics and a whole nine. It would have been so much better than even the cinematographer that you got to film that first video. That first video was garbage. Like, I'm just saying.
And the comments have nailed it once again. It looks like a prison yard. It's definitely going to be a yard.
Kind of does. And I think that's his car, too. What's that, Nissan Murano? Yeah, okay.
Okay, this might be a garden. You know, we got to get that agricultural science in, but I think we're going to buy another piece of land to do the agriculture.
Nigga, with what money? You just ask these people for more money. Bruh, what are you doing? No, you know what? Who giving this motherfucker?
Yes! Yes, that sounds like an excellent idea!
Who's giving this nigga money, man? Like, y'all got to stop. 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 Ah.
I think we may leave this as a playground for the youth. We may leave this as a playground for the youth, what you're seeing right here. This may stay the playground for the youth. This building right now, that's a small gym. Small gymnasium, the building that you're looking at. Small gymnasium, okay? That's the entrance. We got some graffiti we're going to have to take care of, but this is a small gym.
601 is the address, y'all. 601 what? I don't know.
All right. Patrice Lumumba, Robert Sobukwe Community Center, where we want to do parties, meet and greets, you know.
Oh,
y'all got
a community center?
Nick. Obviously, we got to do some cleaning up.
No shit.
I'm going to have to come in and do some cleaning up right here. Over here is the main school building. You're looking at the main school building. You're looking at the main school building right.
Nigga, we can hear. I'm noticing he's got this pattern of repeating itself over and over and over again. Like, this is the main school building right here. This is the main school building. You are now looking at the main school building. Nigga, we got it. We got it.
Ooh. Dear brothers and sisters, okay? This is the main school building. All right? Frederick Douglass Marcus Garvey Academy. All right? This is the main school building.
No shit.
The main
school building. Very large. This is the gym. We have a very large gym. We can do all of our conferences, workshops, our Black Wall Street. Okay, very modern school in the inside. Very modern school in the inside. You're going to see that when you look at the inside tour video. Okay? As you can see, we got some land back here. Okay, maybe we can put our Orisha shrines back here.
Oh, shit, not okay? Orisha shrines.
Maybe we can put our Orisha shrines back here. You're looking at the main school building. This is the Frederick Douglass building. And look at this, we got a nice walkway. We got a nice walkway, brothers and sisters.
Nigga, it's a sidewalk. Like, come on, man. It's a sidewalk, man.
We got a nice walkway. And this walkway goes all the way to the end.
That looks like a pit, but go ahead.
Oh, my God.
This walkway goes all the way to the end.
No, it don't.
This is beautiful. We can meditate back here. We can have a private cookout back here. Okay, you see the windows. We can meditate back here.
I don't see windows. I see plywood. We can have a private
cookout back here. Okay? If the sisters want to come and do some yoga when it's nice and warm outside, when we do that Pan-African picnic, we can come back here. Okay. We got the Boys and Girls Club right in back.
Yoga.
We got the Boys and Girls Club right.
Okay.
This nigga. First of all, you know in the small gym.
Yeah.
In the small gym, because at the small gym, that's where you can have stuff in the small gym for community center meetings, parties, kickbacks in the small gym. Then on the walkway, you take the walkway back to the walkway with the walkway on the land. It's more land back there.
For the sisters to do the yoga.
Land.
The sisters gonna do the yoga on the walkway.
It's enough place to meditate, and we can invite the sisters to a picnic and we can do yoga because that's what niggas do at picnics.
In front of the Orisha shrine.
Right. On the walkway. Oh, just wanted to make sure we're keeping up. We're using our active listening.
We gotta keep it up. We gotta keep up, y'all.
Right in back of us.
Doing it for you, audience.
Okay, they have a swimming pool in there. We're probably going to rent this swimming pool so we can have the FDMG swim team.
Not the swim team.
There's a large community park. Y'all see that park? That's a large community park. We could put a stage there, have our conscious concert, our conscious R&B concert.
There is a playground there. However, I'm not quite sure if that playground is...
Safe?
Well, not that.
Up to code?
Not that either. I'm not sure he owns that. I mean, of course, we don't know. We don't know if this nigga owns this building either. But, like, the playground is across the street. Like, that might not be
off
yours,
the property?
Dog. Yeah, like your property line. let me tell y'all how property lines work, yo. Your property line ends at the fucking sidewalk. That's where your property line ends. So unless he bought an additional parcel of land, that ain't his shit. Your property line extends all the way out to the sidewalk. You know, even that little grassy area between the sidewalk and the curb? That ain't Joe's. That's the city's. You got to maintain it. But that ain't Joe's. Just like that park. Wow. Ain't his. That ain't his. Oh, man.
We could have over 100 vendors. We could have over 100 vendors, brothers and sisters. You're still looking at the outside of the Frederick Douglass building.
Those windows are boring.
Okay, the Frederick Douglass school building. State of the art. Beautiful on the inside once we're done with the renovations. Beautiful in the inside once we're done with the renovations. As you can see, it's a campus, brothers and sisters. This is a whole campus. This is your campus. Thank you to all my donors. We have four buildings. You're still looking at the Frederick Douglass building. I just took you around the Frederick Douglass building. I still have to show you the Marcus Garvey building. You saw the small gym. You saw the small gym. You saw the small gym, brothers and sisters. So here's one of the entrance rays.
You're welcome.
Up the steps to the Frederick Douglass building. Then we got all these large stones. Take a large stone. We're going to paint that. We're going to use the stones as altars for the Orisha. Okay, we got to put beautiful windows, tinted windows. And this is the Frederick Douglass school main entrance.
You think they're going to have mirrors?
Okay. You think pause.
You think they're going to have a mirrored tent, you know, where you can see yourself in the tent? You know what I'm saying? Like,
so. You know when you were little and you used to play outside with your friends and you saw that nice shiny car drive by?
Yep.
And you rolled and you go, that's my car. It's going to be my car when I get older.
Bingo, that's mine.
Yeah, this nigga, this could be my building. This could be my building. This is my building.
This nigga's bingo in the building.
This was a small gym. My building gonna have a small gym. Oh, my building gonna have tinted windows. My building's gonna have Orisha shrines. Bitches doing yoga in the back, and it's, you know, gonna be the. Oh, what did he say it was? It was gonna be the
Frederick Douglass
Biggie
building.
Tupac, Eazy-E. Big Pun school for niggas. And
oh my God, man. This shit is hilarious. It's hilarious and sad at the same damn time. It really is.
It's a lot.
It's so much, man. It is so much.
If the child is in the wheelchair, they can go up the ramp. If the child is in the wheelchair, they can go up the ramp. Okay, brothers and sisters?
Up the ramp.
Okay, the Frederick Douglass building. We got about 12 to 16 classrooms. We got a cafeteria in there. Can't go in right now, brothers and sisters, because we don't have the electric on. We got to get the light.
Nigga, y'all didn't have the electric on when y'all was in that shit the first time. There was no power in that bitch. The light fixtures were hanging from the goddamn ceiling. Wasn't no lights. What you mean? What you mean, dog? Come on, man. Come on, man.
You are fed up.
Come on,
everybody's
man.
Fed up. We're all fed up.
What the fuck, man? Like, we can't go in right now because the power ain't on. Nigga, it's daylight. What you need power on? Like, hey, man, take them down.
They ain't got no windows on that side, my nigga. Hey. It was all boarded up. Dude. So that shit looks like.
So my man had a floodlight. My man brought in one of them LED floodlights. He got him a beauty light when he came in and it was videotaping the first time. Come on, bruh. Who you think you... Well, he's fooling a lot of motherfuckers. Let's just be clear about that. But come on, man. God, we can't go in right now because we ain't got no power. Nigga, please.
No, the electrical. The science of the electrical nomical was metal.
Oh, my God, man.
Nigga, electrical please. Was metal.
Jesus
Christ. So the electrical was not on. He said that, right?
Yeah, he said the electrical wasn't on. Not the... Oh, shit, man.
Yeah, you're looking at the Marcus Garvey building. Right across the street is the Marcus Garvey building. We have two buildings. Right across the street is the Marcus Garvey building. This is where NIBPA, Team Pan-African, the Unapologetically African Movement, administrative offices for all of our community, International Movement for the Independence and Protection of African People programs. We got a ramp.
What the fuck does that even mean? Like, he just said a whole lot right there. It just sounded like a word salad right there. Just like real quick, word salad.
He said all of that, and we got a ramp. Because that way, for your handicapped kids won't come.
They can go up the ramp. They can go up the ramp, y'all. They can go up the ramp. They can go up the ramp. Because we got the ramp for the kids to go up the ramp. The ramp is here.
We're ramping this up.
We're ramping it up.
Yes. Ramp it up.
And y'all need to ramp up the donations so that we can get this bitch open.
That part.
Okay. This whole block is ours, brothers and sisters. We're going to call this Dr. Popper Boulevard.
Nigga, what?
Dr. Popper of Freeway. Okay, this is Ifatunde Avenue, brothers and sisters.
Nigga, what?
This is Ifatunde Avenue. Could you imagine this whole street filled up with our people, our brothers, our sisters, our children, the African drummers, the vendors, the good food, and then right here in the big park, you got the entertainment. You got sisters doing yoga, okay? So you done seen...
What is it with the sisters doing yoga? Is it the Lululemon? Is it the Lululemon? Like, is that what it is? He's interested in seeing the sisters in compromise, like, you know, somewhat sexualized positions in the ways in which, you know, dudes sexualize women while they exercising. What is it with the nigga and sisters in the Lululemon in the yoga? I don't get it. It's the third time this nigga done said the sisters gonna be doing yoga. Third time. It's kind of a thing.
$3 billion.
I don't do yoga.
You had a loss. You had a loss over there. You're like, oh my God, man.
It's like, this is the Baratunde Freeway. It's the Philadelphia Freeway.
This nigga said, Papa Dr. Avenue. Papa Avenue. Like, who? What in the entire who are fuck, these man? Women?
What in and the this entire is fuck? This is him just talking about what he want.
Basically, that's really all this is. It's like a dream. Like, you know how motherfuckers have vision boards? This nigga has vision videos right now. This is what he's doing. He's doing a vision video.
Buildings. That's the Frederick Douglass Building, the Frederick Douglass Main School Building. Over here, the Marcus Garvey School Building, which will be administrative offices until I grow the school's population so that we are large enough. This is going to be the Marcus Garvey Building until I grow the school's population until we're large enough to need both buildings. We have two buildings, and then you see the small gym, which is going to be the community center. You saw the small gym, which is going to be the community center, and I believe that's going to be the Nat Turner, okay?
Oh, my God.
Nat Turner's in this now?
We done went from Frederick Douglass, Marcus Garvey, Nat Turner, Patrice Lumumba. Who else? We got to figure out all the names here now. All the black revolutionists. He's going to have a Nelson Mandela counseling building or some shit like that. Is he going to have
No, he's making this up as he goes along.
It's a lot.
You see it.
It's a lot.
You see it. That's why I was speechless. Like,
it's a lot.
Because he's making this up as he goes along.
Like I said a minute ago, this seems like an Umar Johnson vision video. Like, all of the things that he wants to do, or, you know, that would suggest that he actually is trying to do this. All of the things that he wants you to believe he's trying to do while asking you to give him some fucking money. Because the job at this point has become being a professional fundraiser. The school is a means to continue to milk you motherfuckers who are gullible enough to give his ass money. So gullible, in fact.
School's just a reason to ask for money, you're right.
Right. So gullible, in fact, that now he's moved on from, well, we're not going to do the Kickstarter. We're not going to do the GoFundMe because, you know, I fucked that up. But if y'all can, you know, y'all still got enough faith in me to, like, just send the money directly to me and, like, the shit gone and it's just gone, then that's what it is. But yeah, this is like a vision board. Like, you present your vision board to people who want to believe in you, and then they be like, all right, then cool. And then they give you some money, and then you kind of like Fyre Festival. Kind of like Fyre Festival. Like, you know, Billy Cunningham. His name wasn't Cunningham. It was Billy something, though. Billy McFarlane, wasn't it?
Cause Billy McFarlane. Cunningham is better.
Hold on. But real talk, though, didn't Billy McFarlane kind of look like Seth McFarlane, though? Like, he might have been one of his cousins or something? I know we, like, off topic with that one, but I'm just saying. He looked close. He looked real close. But I'm just saying, that's kind of what this is, man. Like, he just kept telling people. He's selling people on this big-ass dream of these things he's going to try to do. And everybody, I need you to believe in me. I need you to believe in me. And then come to find out, ain't none of the shit what he said it is. He done oversold to everybody. And now he's in so deep, he got to keep the shit going. And that's what you see in a lot with this Umar Johnson shit. That's kind of how I see it right now at this point.
Mm-hmm. In Jean Jacques Dessalines Community Center. All right.
And Jean Jacques Dessalines, there it is.
Pan-African Library. This is going to be the Patrice Lumumba, Robert Sobukwe, Pan African Library. We got to do some cleaning up. We got to do some cleaning up. I'm going to have a little outside cleanup day for those who want to come help me soon. We're going to have an outside cleanup day. Okay, probably going to have to run a dumpster, what have you. Okay, you're still looking at the Patrice Lumumba, Robert Sobukwe. Okay, you're still looking at the Patrice Lumumba, Robert Sobukwe. Community Library, Pan-African Library. You can come here and read all the books of the great Pan-African greats. You can't take them out. Ain't no checkouts. There will be no checkout.
Woo! Oh, shit. I done pulled my motherfucking headphones out. Hold on, man. Goddamn. Get in there. It's a library where you can't check books out. It is a fucking library. Well, you can't take none of the books out.
So, is it a library if you can't take the books out?
So hold up. I gotta read the whole autobiography of Malcolm X in like 2 hours. Cause you know what? Somebody else wanna read that bitch too. And I'm gonna lose my space. I can't even put my bookmark in that bitch. Oh shit. It's hot in here, man. I done got fucking hot. I done drank all three of these motherfucking beers. God damn it. Okay.
I put the J out. I cannot smoke and do this.
We got 2 minutes left, y'all. We got 2 minutes of this shit left.
Hold on. Okay, and then we can walk up back there.
Oh, shit. Okay?
We need to try to get back there, brothers and sisters. Four buildings.
Oh, man.
Four buildings plus a yard. Four buildings plus a yard. Okay, we got access to a swimming pool. We got a large community park. Excuse me, that's not the community park. That's owned by the Boys and Girls Club as well.
So it ain't your shit. Just like I said, man, it ain't your shit. But you talking about, man, we gonna have 100 vendors over there. It ain't yours. You can't put 100 vendors on some shit that ain't yours, man.
That's my building over there. That's my building over there. It's four buildings and one yard.
And a yard. Y'all get a yard and four buildings. And a yard. Y'all get the yard. But the sister's going to be doing yoga. You know what I'm saying? Because the sister's going to be doing yoga on the walkway. The walkway, they go all the way to like that little pit. And, you know, we're going to do the barbecues and the yoga in the yard that's by the walkway for the sisters to do the yoga in the building that we can't get into because power ain't on. That one.
But we can rent that.
Yeah, but
we can definitely rent that, brothers and sisters. So you see what we're doing right now, right? Y'all see what we're doing right now? That's what it is. All right. Okay, we got a little cat right there. Coming to wish me good luck.
Nigga, what?
Brothers
and sisters, we did it.
You got it straight.
Y'all did it. 4.5 years, we finally got us a campus. We didn't get in St. Paul's, but we still got us a nice, beautiful campus. Get that spray paint off. Get inside. Get that electric, that water, that HVAC. Get them classrooms set up. Got a little park for the babies. Who ready for that grand opening? We need y'all to donate. Make sure you send your checks and money orders in. Make sure you send your checks and money orders in, brothers and sisters. We're trying to have this campus ready for August the 21st, Quadri Centennial.
August the 21st, this motherfucker is supposed to be open. August the 21st, this school is supposed to be open. This is going to be real interesting this summer, y'all. Going to get real interesting this summer when August the 21st come around on whether or not the school is open and ready. That's what I'm looking forward to. Like, if he does this, I'll eat my words, man. Everything I said about this dude, I'd be like, you know what, man? Your man Span was wrong. I fucked up. I judged this dude harshly. I was a skeptic. I gotta eat crow, man. I will eat my words.
That's not gonna happen, but hold on.
That whole shit, I will do that. If that school opens August 21st, I will do that. You got my word on that. I will do that. I will eat my fucking words if that shit is true August 21st. But if it ain't, nigga. But if it ain't.
Yeah.
All niggas.
Let me tell you something. Oh. Can we write this down that on August 21st, we're going to convene back here again? We're going to reconvene back here again, and we are going to discuss what is happening.
Hey, Google, remind me on August 21st to update the Umar Johnson school opening.
Sure, update the Orange Johnson school opening. What time?
8 a.m.
Okay, I'll remind you on August 21st at 8 a.m.
It's in there, dog. It's in there.
Orange she did Johnson.
Say, she did say orange.
Like, I was like, I'll be like, who the fuck is that?
She did say orange. I was like, oh, you know, I'm a roll with it though, because she wouldn't, you know. Sometimes she be fucking up, you know. Sometimes she be fucking up, but she got it. She got the date right. She got the date right. She got the time right. That's all that's important. Because on August 21st, we gonna see, and if it ain't, y'all know what's
going on. I just wanna come back.
You gotta come
and
back
and just be like,
you gotta come
I
back.
I told you what to want to eat crow today. Hold on. I just wanted that.
We still got 1 minute. We got 1 minute and 5 seconds left for this bullshit. We gonna let this go ahead and play out. We got 1 minute and 5 seconds left.
Celebrate our ancestors.
All right. Had to do a little video. What's going on?
Listen, you got me excited.
Hey. We gonna make Wilmington to Black America what DC is to white America.
There you go.
You feel me?
That's right, man.
Because I thought I was gonna end up somewhere else. Yeah. See, Detroit, so Chicago, but the Lord brought me here.
That's crazy, man.
It's a reason for everything. Just like I just ran into you.
His plan, man.
You feel me? All right, y'all.
I got you, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right.
Oh, man.
Really is on his cell phone.
Yeah, he is.
You see me rapping to the brothers right there. You know what I mean?
You see me rapping to the brothers.
Just wanted to give y'all a little. Don't get better than that, brothers and sisters. Ifatunde signing out. We are here.
All right. Oh, man. That has been a review. Umar Johnson's Frederick Douglass Marcus Garvey Academy campus and looking. Unveiling and the whole shit. So I gotta put this question to the listeners, and I'm gonna have this poll up on thespanreport.com on if you believe that school will be open August 21st. That's gonna be on the website. So when you go to episode 239 on thespanreport.com, that poll will be there for you to vote in. Let me know. Do you believe that school is gonna be open on August 21st of this year? Will it be open? I want to hear from the listeners on that, because, you know, like I said, I will eat my fucking words, yo. If this dude is able to pull that off, I'm like, you know what, man? I was wrong, man. I'm man enough to do that, but I got to be proven wrong first, and I'll be damned. I believe that's going to happen.
I'm team Brianna on this one, because even if it is up and running, I'm still gonna roast.
Right, because Brianna in there like, yo, I came for the roast. We came for the roast.
Light us up, my nigga. Light us up. We all flames. Man. Telling you what, because you know what? It's no matter what, it's not gonna be up to code.
Man,
somebody's gonna get arrested for truancy because they not in a real school.
This is bad, man.
Some parents are going to get arrested for truancy because their children not enrolled in a proper school.
Somebody gonna get in trouble, man. Somebody getting in trouble.
It's not accredited. It's not.
Somebody gonna get in trouble. it's all bad, man. Somebody like, that's the cat. That's the cat school. They're like, nigga, this is my block, homie. So like, what if it's a barber school, man? Hey, I don't know if it's gonna be a barber school, Jack. I really don't. But if it is, we still gonna clown. Cause that ain't what he said. He didn't even say the barbicle schools, the barbicle sciences, the follicle. You know what I'm saying? The follicle diametrics,
the cosmetological, you know, science.
He didn't say nothing about barber. No. He said y'all was gonna learn about the money. Y'all was gonna learn about the Pan Africanism. He added a whole lot of sciencisms on that shit. He ain't say nothing about barbarism or barber school. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man. Even if it's running, I'm still roasting. I hate you, Brianna.
Telling you now.
Oh, man.
I'm Team Brianna.
Sending your child to FDMG is child neglect. Man, listen. Like, who flip phone he used?
I see it.
Hey, you know what, though, Elliot? You know what? You know what? It's better than that first fucking video that we watched, man. It really is.
What does that say?
That the money is ran out. That's why he got to tell you niggas that he didn't got to school so y'all can give him some more fucking money. He didn't have no damn money, man. Not the Blue Magic Hair School. Oh, shit.
This nigga's been clowning all night.
Listen.
And my day has been made.
Listen.
This was perfect. Oh, my goodness.
I ain't laughed.
Oh, what a time.
I ain't laughed this hard in a long time, y'all. I appreciate y'all in that chat room tonight, man. This fucking video done brought so much joy to my life today. Like, real talk, man. I woke up this morning. It was ice all over my car. I had to make sure I can get there safe and sound. Them niggas was like, yo, do you want to go back home? Like, no, nigga, I'm here now. And then I get here, man. And then I get with y'all. And y'all roasting this nigga with the vigor of fucking championship roasters all over the world, man. Y'all are magnifique, man. For real.
Let me tell you, I'm from PG County. It is an Olympic sport out here. Joning. That's what we do. I was like, boy, let me tell you about this suit that you got right here.
Wait, hold on. You in Delaware right now, Elliot? For real? Oh, shit. So, yeah, I'm gonna have to come to you for some updates, brother. You gonna have to update us. Listen, on that, man.
Keep your ears to the street, my nigga, and report back.
You got to report back, man. We're going to make you an official correspondent of the Spare Report, homie. Go ahead and report back. Let us know.
You got to come back.
What's going on with that. But, Cook, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For being on the show tonight. I really do appreciate you, sister. Let everybody know how they can get in touch with you over at the Cook and the Goose podcast.
You can reach me at Cook_Simmons on Instagram. You can also catch me on Twitter sometimes at the Cook and Gooch. Also catch my show partner Gooch at T_and_incense on IG, and at the Pedagogy of the Depressed on Twitter. And our show IG is the Cook and Gooch Podcast. I hope I said it right. Yeah.
There you go. And y'all need to follow it on Instagram too, because I be stealing a lot of memes from over there. Not one of the things about stealing memes though, you don't steal memes and then post them shits and status updates like they was yours and you came up with it. I kind of do that double take. I see a lot of niggas doing it. Y'all need to cut that shit out. It's trifling. We know where it came from. You ain't come up with that shit. It's cool. Everybody gonna still laugh. You know what I'm saying? They still gonna laugh. You ain't gotta steal
it. It's still funny.
It's still funny. We know it ain't yours, baby. We know it ain't yours, baby.
You ain't gotta know you wasn't that funny on Wednesday through Thursday. Come on, man. So why is you gonna be so funny on Friday?
Come on, man.
What happened?
You ain't got to do all that. You ain't got to do all that. But yo, I didn't even introduce y'all. I didn't even tell y'all how to get in touch with us over here at the Spare Report. But y'all, you know what? You gonna get them shits in the show notes, man. I'm gonna have them in the show notes. I'm gonna have Cook's information in the show notes as well. We're not gonna do no champ of the week. We're not gonna do no ass head of the week. Cause actually, I'm thinking about doing an extra show this week. Because this actually, tonight, I had a show and then this shit came out. I was like, you know what? Scrap all that shit. I gotta talk about this. And then Cook was gracious enough at the last minute. I was like, yo, you wanna get on this? Cause we gotta get, you wanna get on this? She was like,
yup.
Yup. Yep. And she looked out. So I really do appreciate you, sister. And we gonna get on up out of here. We will talk to y'all again soon. But until next time, absolutely, fam. Peace out.
Thank you. Had a blast.